ZANU-PF has gathered more than 6,000 people at its annual conference at a cost of more than $3 million. Insiders allege that most of the money came from struggling parastatals and private companies that for years have been forced to fund the party's activities. But some analysts argue that this is a waste of money, asking the now famous question, what would Magufuli do? John Pombe Magufuli was recently elected as the president of Tanzania and is a known fiscal hawk. Magufuli, some analysts allege, would have cancelled the conference as it does not resolve internal party issues or the country's worsening economic crisis. International Crisis Group Project Director for Southern Africa, Pius Pigu, says as long as the party skirts the succession issue, friction will always continue.
Well, of course, the factional issues that the 2014 Congress were meant to try and cap and resolve have actually opened the lid on further fights that we've seen unfolding during the course of 2015. But in this rather bizarre scenario where you're not allowed to talk about things, but yet things are being spoken about, essentially at the heart of the factional fights is the issue of succession. Officially, as you know, ZANU-PF claimed that Mugabe is the incumbent and will be the candidate for 2018. This is not really very realistic, and so different interests are positioning themselves. The fault lines are not as straightforward and are not as solid as some may think, and I think that a lot of people are trying to gauge where their best interests lie, both in terms of protecting existing interests but also advancing them in a very difficult political and economic context. This conference will not officially decide on anything in relation to succession. So while we see the jockeying for positions, more suspensions, expulsions, and so forth ahead of the conference that started today, and we see Mr. Mugabe affirming the role of the Commissariat, Mr. Kasukweri, and of the Women's League in securing electoral success for ZANU-PF, it does seem that that the fight around succession is likely to continue beyond the conference. So I don't think there are any major expectations as to anything definitive coming out of the conference around succession. After all, it's meant to be a conference to discuss the implementation of Zim Asset. But at the heart of the problem of economic reform and implementation and recovery is the instability that continues to be caused by the internal dynamics inside the ruling party.
But ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo says the ruling party is addressing the economic crisis, and this is top on the agenda.
Our focus is on economic recovery. Our focus is on Zim Asset, which, as you know, has got four major clusters. That is food security and nutrition, social services, poverty eradication, infrastructure and utilities, and of course, then value addition and beneficiation of our natural resources. So that is what we are going to be spending more time on, because we cannot spend time on things which really don't have a direct bearing on the quality of lives of the people.
Mashonaland East, Bulawayo, and some Matabeleland provinces have thrown spanners in ambitions by First Lady Grace Mugabe to become the vice president by declaring that Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa must stay put and Vice President Pelegezela Mpoko, an ally of Mrs. Mugabe and the so-called G40, should pave way for a woman as being proposed by the Women's League. These war veterans clearly backing Mnangagwa resolved that political commissar Xavier Kasukweri be replaced by a war veteran, as they claim he lacks experience to mobilize supporters and unite them. But the so-called Generation 40 is hitting back, pushing Mrs. Mugabe to be elevated to the position of vice president, and that war veterans minister Chris Mutsangwa, a non-ally of Mnangagwa, be expelled from the party. The G40 group, with the majority of members in the party's influential National Disciplinary Committee, has managed to suspend or expel a number of party officials linked to Mnangagwa. Former ZANU-PF spokesman and spokesperson of the People's First Movement, Rugare Gumbo, says the party is now in tatters.
I really don't think that there is much to comment about, because the party is dead, is fractured, there is no cohesion, There is no unity. There is no ideological congruity. It's a path which has lost direction. And it's really coming to the end. And the legacy of the liberation struggle, the legacy of Mugabe is all gone.
But speaking from Victoria Falls, former war veterans leader Joseph Chinotimba denied the allegation that factionalism is tearing the party. Chinotimba said the party remains strong and blamed the media for creating fictional fights. But political analyst Gladys Chachwayo says the friction in the party is now affecting the country in general.
I think this is a significant, certainly, event, not only for the party, but also for the country, especially when you look at the conflation of the state and party in Zimbabwe. What happens within ZANU-PF normally finds its way in the state of affairs in Zimbabwe. So to that extent, it's really significant. But also for the party, if we are to look at the kind of contestations that we saw prior to the conference, one would expect, you know, fireworks, especially given, you know, those contestations and factionalism that we witnessed, where we saw the First Lady going around the country attacking some of the individuals within the leadership. So we are waiting to... We know that the conference is not elective and it doesn't have the mandate to elect leaders or to have leadership renewal or something like that. But we understand that the women's league was mobilizing to have this particular conference actually make a decision to say, can we go back to the women's quota? So we want to find out what will happen to that. And certainly one can expect fireworks. We were also told that there were contestations between the commissariat, Kasukuere, as well as some individuals within the war veterans, and some of them were actually saying that we want to go and beat up Kasukuere in front of the president. So we are waiting to hear what will happen there in Victoria Falls.
Another political analyst, Sydney Chisi, concurs with Chachwayo.
I think ZANU-PF conference is a typically well-choreographed space where people are meeting, just that there is an assumed unity, there is assumed progress that is within the party without any contradictions or without any factions. But we know that deep down, the background of what is actually happening is that people are more interested in terms of how do they get out of the doldrums of poverty, the doldrums of exclusion that is actually taking place in the broader Zimbabwean situation. Also, on the same background, we are realizing that ZANU-PF is a political party. They've got no policy to put forward. What they are actually utilizing in Victoria Falls is to abuse the work that has been done within government and come to Victoria Falls and present it as if it's ZANU-PF's work. Whilst we appreciate that ZANU-PF currently is the government, but at the end of the day, you can actually look at the deficiency of efficiency and capacity within ZANU-PF to deliver as a political party. That is the reason why they can't talk about anything that is related to government, to ZANU-PF policy or ZANU-PF plan of action. What they are running away from and hiding and using is basically the government strategy and government institutions as an excuse of what ZANU-PF was supposed to do. So you move forward as well and you actually realize that the factions within ZANU-PF remain very strong, and this is the reason why they are strictly concentrating on what the government has done without necessarily trying to do an in-house introspection, which the president outlined during the Central Committee meeting that ZANU-PF is likely going to split if nothing is going to be done, and everyone else in Zimbabwe is waiting on the bezel, looking out what exactly is going to be done so that ZANU-PF doesn't split or it does split.
The crisis in the ruling ZANU-PF party is only deepening with Mr. Mugabe's stunning accusation that the army, police and central intelligence officials are taking sides in the squabbles. Last year, the International Crisis Group, or ICG, warned that mounting tensions in ZANU-PF over President Mugabe's succession, First Lady Grace Mugabe's entrance into mainstream politics, the dire economic crisis and related issues could see Zimbabwe sliding into a failed state. In its report titled Zimbabwe Waiting for the Future, the ICG said Zimbabwe's politics and economy are precarious, raising the need for ZANU-PF to address President Mugabe's successor. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.